the only three things for which it's valid, morally valid, to be paying public money for in this respect is, one, a rural hardship fund. But that wouldn't primarily go to farmers, because while there are some poor farmers, there's a lot of other rural people who are even poorer. And there's no reason, based on justice, that I can see why you should allocate that money by profession rather than by need. You know, the argument for having a specific pot of money for farmers' hardship is exactly the same as having a specific pot for plumbers or solicitors. There isn't one. That's number one use. Number two, payments for public goods. That's a simple, straightforward transaction, services rendered. You know, you restore wildlife, restore habitats, protect watersheds, keep soil on the land, reintroduce children to nature, that sort of thing, and we, the public, will pay you for that. I think that's an entirely legitimate form of payment, and I would be very happy to see landowners and tenants living off those public funds. I wouldn't regret that at all if they were to do so. And number three, because of the grossly distorted structures that CAF has helped to create, I think at least in the initial years there should be a fund for new entrants trying to get a foothold on the land. This is not people who've inherited their land, but people trying to buy or rent land for the first time. I mean, the hurdle is so great to overcome that I think it's fair to have a sort of transitional fund to allow them to get over that hump.